Sai's Glory, His Divine Story, every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned. Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering myself at the lotus feet of my personal hero, my role model, and my dearest Lord, Bhagwan Shri Sathya Sai Baba. Excuse me. This is Karuna signing in live from Prashanthi Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. Sai Ram, good morning and respectful greetings to all our listeners from Team Radio Sai. Thank you so very much for your company on Morning Glory on Thursday Live. Today is the 9th of July 2015. The time in the ashram right now is exactly 40 minutes past 9 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Now here is a snapshot of the current weather conditions in the abode of Supreme Peace. It is exactly 26 degrees Celsius outside the Radio Sai studios right now. We are expecting a daytime high of 33 Celsius and overnight lows of 23 degrees Celsius. We are just over 2 weeks short of the big day, that is Guru Purnima, which incidentally falls on Friday, July the 31st this year. And as you can well imagine, Prashanthi Nilayam is currently gearing up for the big day as the world is starting to descend in the Divine Valley. A number of important world conferences will be taking place on the sidelines of the Guru Purnima festival this year. And by then, a very brand new South Indian canteen will be in operation. Yes, our South Indian canteen is currently undergoing an extreme makeover and is going to be renovated from top to bottom. Earlier on, the entire kitchen had been upgraded to the state-of-the-art standards. Now the dining areas for the devotee is being redone. Swami wants nothing but the very best for his children visiting the ashram, and this enormous project is one of the many ways that the ashram is ensuring that Bhagwan's wishes are fulfilled. So this Guru Purnima, be prepared for some startling, that is in a pleasant sense only, changes and improvements around you and your true home, that is Prashanthi Nilayam. As always, everything about Prashanthi Nilayam is divine right now, including the weather. Our skies are blue, clear, occasional cloud cover, and the temperatures are in the mid-20s to mid-30s in Celsius. And for our American listeners who are yet to switch to metric, that would be around 74 Fahrenheit to 94 Fahrenheit between the minimum and the maximum. Pleasant breeze, lush green trees make it quite reasonable and comfortable and enjoyable right now. Of course, I must mention that it is more comfortable if you don't wear a ton of sunscreen lotion. A lot of our Western devotees tend to apply thick layers of sunscreen lotion on their skin, which makes them feel hotter than it really is, because sunscreen lotion raises the temperature of the skin because of the chemicals that it contains. And interestingly, as important as wearing sunscreen may be, Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram hardly has any air pollution, nor do we have any sort of an ozone hole above India for that matter. So a little bit of sunshine may not be such a bad thing. In fact, it may cure your vitamin D deficiency, especially if you're coming from societies where people are always in temperature-controlled environments with no direct exposure to sunlight. Okay, before Morning Glory turns into a medical bulletin, let me get back on track. Dear brothers and sisters, I'm so happy to report to you that every moment of life in Prashanthi is a celebration. On July 12th, that is from in 3 days from now, the Sri Sathya Sai Mobile Hospital will be celebrating its annual day. And July 13th and 14th, we are so looking forward to some creative dance dramas from the hundreds of devotees who are coming on a Parthi Yatra from Assam in Northeast India. On July 18th, Prashanthi will celebrate Ramadan along with millions of our Muslim sisters and brothers around the world. The Balvika students of Punjab will offer some colorful and lively presentations in the Divine Presence on July 19th. From July 25th, as per tradition, the states of Maharashtra and Goa will take over the Kulwant Hall with amazing Broadway quality presentations all the way till Guru Purnima. And of course, our Western Canteen will resume operations from July 22nd, just in time for the World Conference and the Guru Purnima Festival. So life is so happening around here, don't you think? Every concert offered here is of the highest possible standard, for who would dare to offer anything less in the immediate Divine Presence? On that very happy note, I would like to update you that this morning I will be playing for you part 2 of our Learning with Love interview with Mrs. Prabhavati R. Mehta. This is the conclusion, and here it is for your listening pleasure. Please enjoy. So you just went to the exam, and how did you begin?
Because Swami told, I went, and I used to write Om Shri Sai Ram. That is the only mantra. Then I didn't know how I wrote, really I didn't know till today, and I got first class in MA Hindi also. Myself, no, I am not.
Who got a first class? Who got writing
Swami,
your papers?
Only Swami, every exam only Swami. Then, till now he was unseen hand. Now physically he started showering his grace. Once Swami starts Nakana, he doesn't know how to stop. And physically he started now. I got admission in my age of 37 in our Swami's beard. And I was in Whitefield, Vrindavan, second batch. I was in the second
batch. You were with girls who were like 19 years old,
yes,
and 18 years
yes.
old.
I am the oldest amongst all the young girls.
Student.
Yes. But I enjoyed because the girls were so loving, and my Madhu Madam, Seti sir, Mani sir, and all were so loving. Everybody was so nice. But I was not able to study, so very much getting scared. So what I used to do, most of the time, that time Swami came and stayed in Vrindavan, and every day I used to give one letter Swami. On the top I used to write, Prabhavati R. Mehta, roll number 13, mother of R. Venkatesh Prasad and R. Anand. So I used to think Swami will get by heart. See, that human mind.
Like he doesn't know who your children are. But my roll number I have also sent to Swami after every exam.
Oh.
So please go and correct my mistakes.
See.
That trick I have used is quite common among Sai students, I think.
Then every day this letter. And one day Swami smiled. Yes, I have given that photo to you. Swami brought the vibhuti packets, and he went on giving handful to all the students. After coming back to the hostel, roll number 14 girl told, "Oh, Prabha aunty, everybody used to call me auntie right from the beginning." So, Prabha aunty, I got 14. My roll number is 14. Then roll number 12 girl told, "Auntie, I got 12. Then I got the curiosity. I opened and I saw, I have got exactly 13 vibhuti packets. I got wonderstruck. Then other girls, no, at a random. Only for me three, it came like that. And evening darshan, Swami came near to me, and in Tamil he told, "What do you think? Not only your low number, I know who is before you and who is after you." Thus, next statement also, mother of Venkatesh Prasad and Anand, he corrected me in one interview. Always you used to write, "No, you are one mother of two children. And you know, myself, I am equal to 1,000 mothers to each and every child."
Wow.
He cleared this. After so many years in one interview.
He got tired of reading your letter. Reminding him whose mother you were.
Swami, sweet Swami. We are not able to forget him. And of course, he is Antaryami Swami.
All knowing.
He is watching, he is listening. Now also he is watching and listening. And girls, no, they are so happy to talk with me and very friendly. We get very little time in hostel life.
So busy.
One day they all were joking, no? Well, because auntie, your son is here, then about his marriage, they all were teasing me. And I was also telling I will get a very cute my daughter-in-law, this, that. I was just answering them. Like that, we were laughing and laughing. That evening, Darshan, in the Rajeshwari Kalyana Mandapam, and my son was sitting in this aisle right side, and left side in front of him, it so happened I was sitting.
And well, both of you were students at the
students,
same time.
Yes, that is a big miracle Swami did. Swami, yes, BCom first year. He was in BCom first year. And first, you know, he refused to come and join because he told me somehow he was upset. Father expired, so he didn't want to come to Parthi. So first day I came. And that he refused. And that he was trying in Coimbatore colleges. That night Swami went in his dream and Swami told, come to Parthi, come and join there. So the next morning we didn't even know, myself and my father were in Parthi to attend my exam. This son, child has come. We got shocked. Then he told, Swami called me. So like that he also joined. Both of us joined in the same time. That is also Swami's abundance grace, ma'am.
Abundance. So what happened grace when you were sitting across each other from the
Swami
across
came,
the aisle?
Yes, Swami came in between and he just looked at me and he turned towards Venkatesh Prasad, elder son's name, and he started teasing him, narrating what all the things I told, little bit further Mirchi Masala also. Then, your mother told this, your mother told
about
that.
About finding a cute girl for
yes,
him? Oh my
yes.
God. So embarrassing.
Oh, and he was after all become first year child, small child. And you want to marry? Come on, tell. I will do immediately. He got so shy and after coming out, he got special permission from warden to meet me. Otherwise, there we both, mother and son also cannot meet with each other. No? That is a discipline. He came out just to chide me. Seema, Swami is watching everything. You don't make all these comments. Don't make fun of me and all. See how much I got today. Then we both, of course, we enjoyed. Whatever Bhagwan is telling, it is. But I understood the Bhagwan is Antaryami. We cannot talk anything without his knowledge. Then like that, very beautifully, my beard went. Kingdom of heaven belongs to the meek and humble. That lesson again I got. And I'm not, because mama, I studied only till PUC, then all the exams Swami wrote for me. So,
where, got all the degrees for
yeah,
you.
Swami only got, where I will have that much knowledge, really I didn't have. And but our Sethi sir, he was, and Madhu madam, they wanted each and every girl to give a talk in the morning assembly, concerned with our subjects. It is good for us because we are going to become teachers. Mm-hmm. It is good, yeah, for very good. Good intention they were doing. Till roll number 12, then when my turn came, I requested them that I will talk in the last because I am getting scared. So they, with so much love, they also allowed me. After roll number 22, now I had to talk the next day. Then sir and madam called me and they asked what topic I would like to talk. I told science and spirituality. I didn't even know how I spelled that words also. I went directly up. Yeah, that is games time. I sat in the library and tears were rolling in my eyes, Swami. Neither I know about science nor I know about spirituality.
The topic just popped up from
your
mouth.
Yes. So what will I talk? I saw Sudha Narayan. Sai Sudha Narayan, no, she is principal here in Mumbai in one of the schools.
Yes, alumna of Dhananjay
yes,
College.
Yes, ma. And she came rushing inside and she... To tell you actually, I didn't even know how to pick up the books from library almaris. I didn't know anything.
You, how come you didn't know how to pick books in the library? You had never done reference work?
Never. Why I will do?
Swami was doing it for you.
No, my till PUC.
But you did your degree and masters and all that Swami did.
Only 22 papers in one sitting. and that too in Osmania University, and Murthy tutorials, via Murthy tutorials, 22 days, 22 papers. The previous day I will get small book. That book, all senior citizens only will be in the distant education. And I got the courage to read all that whole book in front of all, will sit in a circle. I will read in front of them every year. And somehow I had that capacity to explain. So I used to explain everyone I finished. So no reference work, nothing.
You just went in the guidebooks.
Only guidebooks. That is only guidebooks.
How nice. And
that too first class. And the Swami, in the same way, the Hindi Prachar Sabha exams, no reference work is required.
Okay.
It happened like that, Namakana. Then this 1 year progressive teachers training, that is kindergarten training. So no reference, only practical, how to deal with small children. Like that. No, it is very interesting training I did. Then Naval KG teacher, there also no need. So now B.Ed, first time. Library, I should tell you one truth. First time I'm seeing one library. In my 37 years. That time I was 37. So that girl came and she picked
up
Sai Sudhanarayan, and she directly went to the cupboards. She took 3-4 books. She first top she opened all the pages, correct pages, and she kept in front of me, and she ran back also. She patted at my back while going. Just she patted and she ran back. So I thought, Mother Madam, no, she knows my plight. And she only would have sent Sudha
and
to help me.
Sudha had opened all the correct pages.
Oh, she had kept everything. I just wiped my tears and I saw, and to my wonder, everything topic science and spirituality. Then it is so easy to copy, no? I copied whatever is interesting. I made it a essay. Of course, we can read. Thank God, we no need to talk. We can read. So I prepared. Then in the night, I told Sudhanarayan, Sai Sudhanarayan, and thank you, my dear. Very happy you came and helped me. Then she was asking, for what, auntie? Kanna, you came and you gave me all this. Then she told, no, auntie, I didn't come. Games time, I didn't even know that sir and madam called you, you spoke, I didn't even know, auntie. Then both of us realized that is Swami's work. The next morning, I took that paper and I sat in the darshan. Swami came, blessed the paper and told in Tamil, Nalla Padingu. Means read, nicely you read. Like that. So he confirmed that Swami
and he assumed Sai Sudhanarayan's form. If he came in his own form, you would have been too intimidated.
Yes.
Actually, God comes to us in so many forms and helps us.
Yes. It is left to us to, very difficult only.
And to recognize that it is God working through our friends.
Yes,
and he assumes their form many times, I guess, and we have heard of this sort of an experience from many other devotees as well, where Bhagwan has assumed their form and performed their duty while they were away.
Yes.
Doing Swami's work. Amazing.
He only picked up the topic.
He was the one who picked up the topic. He did the reference work.
Yes.
He blessed you to speak well. Your job was to cut and paste, copy.
Yes, only that much I did. Like that, Swami made my B.Ed so nice, so happy and blissful. And March 4th, Swami visited to our hostel, to our B.Ed hostel. Swami used to tell, my birthday is 23rd and you girls are 23. Always Swami used to tell. And March 4th, he came to our hostel. He had lunch with all of us. And then he was sitting and he was asking each and everyone, what you people are going to do further. All should obey parents. Whatever parents are telling you must do, everything. Then when my turn came, I told Swami, then what I should do? Swami immediately told, you will join in UT school. You will become a Hindi teacher in UT. First, only he told her, you will become a Hindi teacher in UT. 2 years you will work there. Then I will bring you back to Parthi. Then he told, Swami, my elder son, Venkatesh Prasad, he is studying BCom first year. Yes, I know, ma. I will give him scholarship, Swami told. Your father is only spending money now. I will give him scholarship. Then my younger son Swami, he is in Coimbatore. He is studying 8th standard. I told, 11th standard I will give him here, seat. And mother, both the children, all will stay here happily. I will bring your father also from Coimbatore to Parthi. And you will have I will give you home. You all can stay there very happily till your last breath. All this assurance Swami gave and gave Padanamaskar. I have given those pictures also to you. That night I felt very guilty. Oh, what main thing I forgot to ask Swami. When Swami started asking everyone, I told about my brother-in-law.
The donor of the kidney.
Yes. Swami, my brother-in-law gave kidney. He should have a happy, hale and healthy life. Swami told, sure, Ma, I will take care of him. That assurance I got from Swami. Night I was feeling guilty. Oh, my father, who did so much for me, he is refusing to perform 60th birthday for himself, Sashtyata Purti, because Sanila is not there. I should have told that only to Swami. I forgot. I was feeling, throughout night I was thinking. Early morning Swami sent word, all the beard girls should come to his residence. We didn't expect, because previous day only Swami came, and the next day Swami called us, March 5th. Swami, from far only Swami started talking with me. What your father is doing in Coimbatore? Before he could come and sit, he asked and he came and sat. I told Swami, he was commercial tax officer. Now he doesn't want to do anything. He wants to come and do seva to you. No, Ma. 2 years he has to stay there. He has to develop everything. In the samiti level also, your son is also there. I will call back. He will come to me after 2 years. Now what he is doing? No, Swami, he is not doing he is doing only seva service. He was commercial tax officer. But he is refusing to perform 60th birthday, Swami, Sashtyata Purti, I told. Swami told, I will perform. Then, when is his birthday? I told Swami, March 15th. Swami told, then I will perform. No, Swami, not on March 15th. He told, why? Because we, beard girls, we are going for beard training to primary school, Puttaparthi. Swami laughed, okay, then I will perform on March 24th. Then I told my younger son, he didn't have Upanayanam yet, Swami. I will do that also. Both the functions together, I will do on March 24th. Now you are happy, no? Then I told Swami, how your husband died, Ma? Swami asked. Swami, he had sugar complaint. I am getting so scared that my children should not get. Immediately Swami kept both his hands at his chest and just looked up and authentically he told, no, one mother should not think like that. Mother should think always positively, and they are my children, my responsibility. I will take care of them. You, no need for you to worry. Like that he solved all my dilemmas. He told my father about my father, then he assured he will take care of my brother-in-law. He assured that he will take care of both my children. What else I need?
And what an important lesson for mothers, never to think negatively about the health or the future of the children.
See,
Positive thoughts.
What
and hand them over to Swami.
Yes, yes.
Mentally.
Yes, Ma. We can. Whatever one mother thinks, it happens to the children. That way, so many times I have understood. After Swami's telling, I examined and I understood. So, we, all the mothers, one humble request, always we need to think only positive. Yes, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. That blessing should come deep from mother's heart and Swami will tell, yes, yes, yes.
He said, my name is SSS.
Yes.
I always say yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Tathastu, tathastu, tathastu.
That lesson, even now also I used to tell my daughters-in-law and all, even the children are not studying, how are my grandchildren? Don't use any negative words. Oh, how you will pass? Don't ask. Don't tell anything because Bhagavan has told. Everything positive, positive, positive. Because in weird, I learned from my psychology paper also this only. Always na, those who are very weak, if we pat them and if we tell, yes, oh, without studying only you are doing this much. If you concentrate, how much you will get? Surely the child will get encouraged. All these lessons, really, Swami is beautiful lessons to us. All my dilemmas got solved. At March 24th, Swami performed Satyavrata and Upanayana. Very beautiful way he performed. And before that, Swami told me March 5th that they all should come only by train, should not use bus. Because in both the ways we can't come from Coimbatore. 24 from my in-law's side, because Upanayana, in-law's side, he told again and again that my brother-in-law, the donor, should come. Swami wanted to bless him. And everything Swami told, and he wanted my father to come once. And my daddy came. And my father, Swami called for interview, and Swami told, my father told Swami.
That is Davi sir.
Davi sir. Mm. And father told, Swami, I got the vision in 1978. Swami told, yes, I will tell you the vision later. Mm. Because of that only I am doing everything for your daughter. So he made us understand vision, dream and reality, all are same. Mm. Without Swami's wish, we cannot get Swami's dream. And he told, Adheera, in Tamil he told, Adheera, Adhikagata namam punnuk ellam seyren. For that only I am doing everything to your daughter. Swami assured this. And March 24th, very beautiful way, he conducted both functions. First he did mummy papa's Satyavrata Purti, and then he performed my son's Upanayana
thread ceremony.
Yes, sacred thread ceremony in a very beautiful way. Swami created watches to both the sons, and he told Swami is perfect. Look at the time in the wall. At that time and here the time in both the watches are same. See, Swami is always perfect. Not only watches, the food Swami arranged, the room, everything. The Mangal Sutra, what Swami gave, that is 60, my mother's marriage time, each and every family will have different types of Mangal Sutra. The same Mangal Sutra, what my father's house, custom, that only he created for mother. Everything so beautiful. And he took both my sons individually inside, and he gave Ishta Mantra. He told, this mantra they are not supposed to tell outside to anyone. And this mantra will give a direct contact to them with Bhagavan. So that will protect them. Consistently and continuously, they need to tell the mantra. Like that, he told, my children, my responsibility. He kept up the words. And he told me, he took me again inside and he told, Seema, I have given Ishta Mantra to both your sons. Now they are my responsibility. I have given everything to you. Till the end of your life, I will take care of you. But in return, you have to do one thing. Will you do me? See, Ma, we are human beings. I got scared. Bapre, what Swami is going to ask? Just I looked at Swami. Swami told, tears should not come from your eyes. Always be smiling, smiling, happy, happy. Mm. That is the only thing I want from you. Will you do that? Come on, tell me. I told, yes, Swami. By God's grace, I am able to smile always. I am thinking. Mm. I don't know how
yes,
much it
whenever
is.
Whenever I have seen you, you have a smiling, cheerful face. I must say that, yes.
That is Swami. Swami's grace.
You like smiley faces.
Yes.
Not those serious, somber.
No, no, no. He took only this word from me.
Always be cheerful. No yes. More tears.
Yes, no more tears, and always should be smiling. That's what I want from you, Swami told. And very nicely he performed, and we all went back. The last April 9th is the last day of my B.Ed. class. Swami called all we girls for interview. And again Swami told, it is a wonderful experience in B.Ed. How much Swami know, he gives 75% of his life for his students. Swami always tells, and he does that. Then Jai Ice Cream, they inaugurated that time near Whitefield. And Swami gave one full bus for we 23 girls to come there. And while we went there, Swami very closely came to us and he told, see, idli, vada, sambar, dosa and all the ice creams, everything is there. But don't eat all those idli, vada.
What should you eat then?
Different types of ice creams. Enjoy, enjoy. Like that Swami came and told and quietly he went. We loved and loved. So that is the love, Swami. Mm-hmm. In the same way that MBA boys, Swami students, they did some Shankara drama in Bangalore, that Saudeshwari Hall. That time also, Swami sent one bus for 23 girls to travel, and he kept all the snacks, food items, everything in the bus. So till we reached that auditorium, we went on munching. That is the love Bhagwan shows. We can't forget. Bhagwan gave me that opportunity to be his student. Otherwise, I would not have enjoyed all this.
Being with those young girls and so much of his love and laughter that helped you to overcome the grief.
Yes. Yes,
people can go into deep depression when they go through such untimely tragedies.
Yes.
So
You are correct.
This was very therapeutic for you to be with those bubbly girls.
Yes, yes.
Continuously enjoying Swami's attention, yes. Eating all the ice cream you want.
Yes, yes. So much.
Comfort food.
Yes.
So thoughtful, huh?
Very thoughtful. The way Bhagwan is arranging, we will think everything, but the way he is doing it is not spontaneous. Well planned, master plan, very much master plan. Then April 9th, he told me in that interview, girls interview, see, I am going to Kodaikanal. On the way to back to Ooty, I will be coming to Coimbatore. So spontaneously I told, Swami, then you have lunch in my house. Swami told, yes, I will have. I felt so happy. I got it in my heart that Bhagwan told, Bhagwan is going to come. But nobody was able to, Swami will tell. But he cannot come to, how many devotees Swami is telling. Like that everybody was telling. But somehow I got into my heart that Bhagwan is going to come. So the holidays, I went back to Sai Baba Kalani, to my parents' house, and I started preparing everything, little bit pickled. I thought, no, Swami should not eat outside food. Bhagwan is coming. I requested my father. That time he was the convener in Sathya Sai Seva Samiti. Coimbatore one full one samiti. Now so many samitis. So he was always busy. Somehow we got paint, whitewashed the whole house, and everything, little bit handmade. We went on preparing, and Swami came to Ooty. Again, whole family went there. My two brothers, their wives, children, the parents, my both children, we all went. And in one big letter, we all wrote, Swami, please come home. Again, unity of prayer. Come home, my father's side. Like that, all of us, we wrote. And I was holding the letter. Swami came close to me, took that letter. And no other sentences. Swami, come to our home. Swami, come to our home. Swami took and Swami told, yes, I will come. Then Swami went to Kodaikanal. Again he went there also because Swami wanted Ishwarama picture. And being the convener, my father was taking. And myself, both my children went with Swami. And in the darshan, I asked Swami, when are you going to come? Swami told, I will inform you through Sachidanandam. Sachidanandam was prominent person in Coimbatore. And always he will be with Swami. So I will tell Chachu. Swami used to call him Chachu. I will tell Chachu. He will come and tell you. So with that hope, we came back. At that day was May 8th, my wedding day. And I was there. Every morning I used to be very brisk preparing for Swami's arrival without knowing when he is going to come. That day I was little dull. I got a phone call from Kodaikanal that tell the convener that Swami has started from Kodaikanal. So he may be coming to the Samiti to see the eye camp. Eye camp was conducted. He may come. Then I thought, Bapre, Swami is coming in, surely he will come to our house. So fast we got up, somehow we started preparing and everything. We really, in front of Swami's rich devotees, we were nothing. Very small house, Sai Kripa, my father's house, one hall, one kitchen, one dining room, very small house. So somehow we were getting ready. Swami came to our camp. And my father asked Swami, will you come to our house? Very slowly, because being a convener, he cannot take the advantage, my father felt. And we didn't know what is Swami's plan. Swami told, your road is so narrow, na? Will my car, big car, go there? Then my father told, if Swami's sankalpa is there, anything can happen. Then Swami smiled. Swami told, okay, you go and sit in Chachuskar. So my father sat, and Sachidananda Mankal was guiding. No need for Swami to guide. And Swami's car, Radha Krishna, was driving. And Gopal Rao, Gopal Rao, and Jogarao uncle, they both came. They both, Radha
so
Krishna.
Did they phone you and tell you?
Car started. Then thank God, one sevadal got that in mind. And he called our house and he told, Amma, Swami is coming to your home. Then already he started. Then we were running up and down. My Anand, younger son, that time we didn't have even fridge in our house because all the children were small and this. Swami may need ice, ma. He told, he ran to purchase that ice bar to put inside the water. Like that, all were running up and down and Swami entered. Swami came. Swami, as soon as he came inside, he asked, where is your younger son? Where is Anand? I told, Swami has gone to purchase ice. I know, for me. Meanwhile, he came via back door because full crowd outside. Mm-hmm. And what Swami did in Kodaikanal only, in each and every car, he kept food and everything for all. So his master plan. But only in this car nothing was there. So these both the uncles were thinking, no plan where Swami is going to stop like that. Swami was joking and telling afterwards, Swami's master plan. Swami planned everything. And then he took one kerchief because my son was sweating, Anand was sitting. Swami wiped all the sweat with his own kerchief and he told, for my sake you went. This much love also we show for Swami's sake. So what all the things Swami will do, that words cannot explain. And then he went inside the prayer room. I kept that picture. He lighted the lamp. And my mother told, Swami did Shashtyatha Purti. That time Swami did not give golden chain. You know, ladies are fond of...
The ladies in your family are very fond of gold, aren't they?
And my father was telling, Swami only will give you, how can I put? Because Swami gave in the yellow thread, means that is auspicious. So whenever you find time, you ask Swami only. Uh-huh. So my mother was remembering that. So when Swami was lighting the lamp, my mother went very close to Swami and my mother told, Swami, it is still in the yellow thread. So she was showing. Swami told, I will give you golden chain. You wait. I will give you. You know how he proved this? How he fulfilled my mommy's wish? Bhimaratha Shanti Swami did. That time, with his own hands, he went on giving chains to all. When my mother's turn came, he opened, he showed the chain, and he told, see, I have given you the chain now. How much Swami is remembering his each and every word, Vajra Sankalpa, and he will see to that it happens.
And every devotee, such a personalized, customized, one-on-one relationship.
Yes, ma. Sure. Then Swami came and said, fast fast we served food, and he was joking, and he called me. I thought, let my father, my son, my brothers, let them serve, gents only should serve. I was cooking inside. Call your mother, he told Venkatesh Prasad. I went running inside. Serve rice with your hands.
So he remember years ago, see, when your husband was alive, you were in that hotel where you saw that picture.
Yes. So then I started serving, and I told Swami, enough, enough, enough. Then I told Swami, you are eating very less, Swami. Then Swami told, see Ma, always in life be optimistic, not pessimistic. Swami will not go to everybody's house. Swami has come to your house, and Swami is asking you to serve. Mm. It is another big boon. Mm. And if you start feeling bad that Swami is not eating properly, then you will lose those two happiness. What a big lesson. I'm always in life optimistic, not pessimistic. And this side, Radha Krishna and Gopal Rao uncle and Jogarao uncle were sitting, and very nicely Swami finished his lunch and came, and he petted so much Radha Krishna and came, eat this, eat that, everything. And he assured my father that your daughter will become a teacher in Uti. You take care of a younger son, Anand, and after 2 years, your whole family will be shifted to Parthi. Prabha also will come up from Uti. That time we didn't understand that whole Uti school is going to come to Parthi. Whenever Swami told, we thought only myself, I am going to get a transfer. So she also will come, and you all will be stay happily together. I will give you home to stay. Everything again, he gave all his assurance, and Swami very beautifully. While going, he told me, remember the day and what day is today? I told Swami, May 8th. After Swami's visit, I forgot also that was my wedding day. And what time Swami was here? Then we told that 1 hour time, that immediately my brother wrote in the prayer room. From this time to this time Swami stayed. After Swami went, for some reason I opened my locker and my marriage invitation fell down. I don't know how it came so front. And that marriage, that Mangal Sutra time, auspicious time, and Swami's visit to our time duration was the same.
And like, imagine, under normal circumstances, it would have been a very difficult day for you.
Yes.
Because it was your wedding anniversary, your husband had passed away very prematurely.
Yes.
And Swami's visit sanctified that day and changed your mood and state of your mind, emotions completely.
Yes. Morning I was upset.
Yeah.
After Swami's visit.
Excitement of his visit. How well he plans everything to soothe your heart, that hurting, aching heart of yours.
Sachi Bhatma. Very true, very true, very true. Then, once he showers love, it never stops.
No, I think it can stop if we forget to follow his teachings.
And that is there. That is there. But when he starts showering love, he doesn't know how to stop. But you are correct. When we are not obeying, or when we are not in the correct path.
Yeah. Something he said, no? When our account, our balance in the account of good karma, bank of good karma exhausts, till then it will keep flowing. And then unless we keep up, we'll run out.
To add that account. The next day myself and both my children went to Uti to thank Swami for Swami's visit to our house. Swami called me in the Uti school, and he told Rayanti that she will be the Hindi teacher here, and she loves children so much, and she is excellent. How is my selection? Swami, very proudly, Swami was asking Rayanti. Rayanti was principal there. Then Auntie told, excellent, Swami. Then Swami gave Padanamskar. And when I came out, both my children felt upset because they did not come inside. Swami, he went to one marriage and he was coming back, and we all were standing. Swami brought one laddu and he just split it into two halves in one hand. And he gave, not even a single thing dropped down, he gave in both their hands. And he told, I only call your mommy, don't become upset. Like that he made me, and he told me, July 2nd I should join. in UT school. I joined and he kept up all his promise. He told he will take care of both my children, his responsibility. My elder son, Venkatesh Prasad, he studied here BCom MBA. My younger son, he studied 11th, 12th and BSc Bioscience. Then he did his MBA outside. Now he both are well settled. Both are having in a very good job, wife, children, physically, mentally, spiritually, financially. Bhagwan has kept both of them in a very nice way. He has taken care of me also. I should be very, very grateful to Swami. And then Swami's love towards children in UT, that is another very nice experience. When I was UT teacher, Swami came twice there. And once Deepavali time, and he made all the 250 children to stand in a circle, and Swami was also holding one that sparklers. Swami also lighted too, and he showed the children, all of them, to keep each hand, and he asked them how to circle it and enjoy. And Swami also did along with them, because Deepavali visit once. And the next time Swami's visit, during May, April or like that. That then he came to Kodaikanal, again he came to next year. He came to our UT. That time, in my Hindi class, children used to sing, Swami Hamare Aage Hai, Swami Hamare Peeche Hai. For small children, I used to teach like
this. Swami is in front of me, behind around me, within me.
Like that. Because in weird, Swami told me all these words in English. But being a Hindi teacher, I used to make them sing. So every morning, in Hindi class, they used to sing. Swami came, Swami was about to go back, Aarti and everything was over. All the children were seated in rows. Swami did, children did namaskar. We thought class 1 and 2 children cannot do so nicely. So, we didn't allow them. Swami was about to go out, and one small class 1 child, I still remember his name, Sai Om Beri, he came running to me and he told, Prabhanti, we want to sing for Swami. This song. And then Roy Auntie accepted and children started singing. Swami came back and walked through them and blessed each and every child, touched their head. That photo I have kept. Swami's love toward children, he didn't expect that those children should touch his charan, because they are so small. They were blissfully singing, but Swami responded their love. In the same school, class 4 children, they got upset because I was taking Hindi for them also. Then they told Abhi did not sing in front of Swami. How Swami made them happy. Every morning they used to sing. And from 4th standard, then we all shifted to Parthi. And in primary school also, 5, 6, 7th standard. When they came to 7th, one day they got very upset, one Thursday. They got very upset, Auntie, since how many years we are singing, but Swami did not hear from us. Then, after Thursday Darshan, our primary school children, we came, we had Darshan, we went back. Suddenly Swami visited to our school, unexpectedly, and he came class to class. None of us were aware. Only when Swami comes to our class, we came to know that Bhagwan has come, because all were busy in taking classes. And in the 7th standard, it so happened that was my Hindi period. Swami came, Swami stood, the children sang, Swami Hamare Aage Hai. Swami felt so happy. Uti prayer, Uti prayer, he was telling to our Muni Aunty, and happily. Children were also happy, I was also happy. Like this, Swami always responds the pure love of the children. And words of pearls, I love my primary school children and teachers so much, Ma. Even though now I am not able to do physically teaching work, I still love them. Whenever I find time, I do go there. The children, when we are with the children, we feel Swami's presence so much. Because of them only, we teachers are getting grace from Swami. That is my firm faith. And the way Swami teaches us in a small statements, I don't know how to explain. One day Swami told to we all teachers, go down to the level of children, then only children can understand you. If you are very in your position and if you tell, children cannot understand. Swami told, that is why I have come in the human form, so that you people can understand what I am telling. So,
and if he addressed us as like Supreme God, we would never get it. Yes, we could relate to him because he came down to our level.
That also, one nice in a simple way he told. And another teaching he told, simple way, Swami, how to get concentration, I asked. See, Swami told, you are so fond of coffee now. Yes, of course I am fond of coffee. So how nicely you are sitting and drinking, because you are having interest. Like that, if you develop interest in Swami, you will get concentration. Again, another interview I asked Swami, which name is more suitable to come closer to Swami? Then Swami told, see, ek hi namasmaran lagathar lena chahiye. One name, constantly and consistently. But you are very fond of your father, your elder son, your younger son. Always these three mantras. So whatever you want, you to tell, jokingly. But Swami told, one name.
Stick to a name of your choice.
Yes. Constantly.
He didn't tell you which name, any name of your choice.
Any name Swami told
us.
Yes. And now, always be optimistic, not pessimistic. That is another lesson. What he told in my house, so many times Swami told in teachers, always be optimistic. That is also one beautiful lesson. We can't forget Swami. And all this happened in my life because of my father. The first time, 1978, my father got the vision. I started with that only. In Salem, my father came to see me, my husband, both my children, and he got a vision that in Purnachandra Auditorium Hall, that 10 days Vijayadasmi, 10th day Vijayadasmi, Purnahudi Yagna, Purnahudi is going on. And Swami is taking one big garland till the equal to my height, and Swami is giving to me. And with that garland, I am running towards the first entrance gate where my father is standing. And I am showing to my father, Swami has given this garland to me, father. Swami is calling you. Immediately my father is rushing to the stage where Swami is standing. And Swami is telling to my father, I have given everything to your daughter. What else you want? Then my father is telling, Swami, I want only your grace. Immediately, Swami is taking that sacred ash from the Purnahudi Avan, Kundam, and Swami is giving to my father. That is the vision. Then after that, during that Upanayanam Sashtyadhukuti time, when my father came, my father told Swami, you gave this vision to me. Swami approved, yes. Because of that only I am doing everything to your daughter. And he brought my father also. My father was convener and secretary in Bhakta Sahayak Sangh. That 2012 only he got retired. So Vijayadasmi day again, I got seriously ill 2004. And only on that Vijayadasmi day Swami gave back my life, asking the children, doctors to do the another operation. And again, one Vijayadasmi day, exactly Purnamudi time, 2012, my mother merged with Swami in Super Special Hospital. Doctors asked, what are you seeing? Mother told, everywhere I am seeing Swami. That is exactly 10-10. Here Purnamudi, and there my mother. So complete surrender to Swami. Purna Ahudi means tan, man, dhan. Complete, total surrender to Swami. Then when we raise both our hands, Bhagwan is our best rescue and he is taking full care of us. We can't forget Bhagwan. And with two golden sentences from Swami's mouth, I want to end. Once Swami told, don't ask Swami, give this, give that, because we don't know what is good for us. So always ask, Swami, please share your bliss with all of us and make us blissful. Swami, please give us physical, mental and spiritual strength. That's what Swami's golden words.
Very beautiful. Worth taking to heart. Beautiful mantra for life.
Yes.
Prabhaji, thank you so much for sharing your lessons that you have learnt and picked along the way.
Yes, ma. Swami has done so much to me, and the way he inspired me to teach the children, I am thinking all these small, small tips, if I can share with all my dear listeners, the young and enthusiastic teachers and mothers, they all can use this for their children. So with that wish, I am narrating what Bhagwan told. First, Bhagwan told us to come down to the level of the children. We cannot be so high, and if we start teaching in our own thinking of our own education, our own age, we cannot reach the children. We have to come to down to the level of the children. That is the first lesson Swami told. Second, we cannot discourage the children. The child who is very, very weak in studies, we need to encourage him in such a way. See, my own life is the best example. When I went for B.Ed., already I told you, I was not so good in studies, and 37 years and my husband is expired. What lesson, in what way I can have concentration? But the way Sethi sir, Madhu madam and Mani sir encouraged me, I could be able to come in first class in B.Ed. So, why? Because of their encouragement. Psychology sir, Sethi sir, he used to tell, only Prabha madam can study like this, even if I get 5 out of 20. So, that is another lesson I got. The third, whatever that garland incident, I told you in Purnahudi, Swami gave a garland to me, and I ran to my father, and I told Swami has given this big garland to me. That garland, somehow it got imprinted in my heart so nicely. So when I became teacher in Swami school, in every Hindi period, starting, I used to ask my children, please tell, my studies are my puja. Swami, I want to offer a nice garland at thy lotus feet. There should not be any dry flowers. There should not be any thorns. Our spelling mistakes are the dry flowers, and the scribbling writings are the thorns. Swami, please help us not to do these two mistakes. Believe me, my dear sisters, brothers, I have never touched the children. I have never scolded them. Just because they all are known, the seeds is there in their heart that they are the Swami's children, and it got imbibed so much in their heart, they will never do mistakes. Even if they have done any spelling mistake, very lovingly I used to go to them and I used to tell, my dears, today Swami will be very unhappy. See the garland what you have kept. The child will get such a shock, he will try his best, and next day there won't be any mistake. And they all used to write so beautiful, and no special class. Now, I never strained my children, I too myself. I have never strained myself. It is because of Swami's that garland Swami told, I have given everything to your daughter. Yes, that is there. But whatever Swami is telling, so many purpose, without any meaning, Swami will not utter any word. And again, I got another inspiration from Swami. I used to tell my dear children, Bete, your parents have sent you all to this hostel, and they have kept money in the bank. So whenever we are in need, for sports or for any other expenses, we are taking from the bank. Why? Because money is already there. In the same way, you have to do the studies, mind reading, recalling, then writing and checking. This point also Swami told us in one interview. Don't make the children to read again and again and again. 100 times if they read also, they are going to only write in the exam. So let them write and practice. So, my dear viewers, what I did, I used to tell them, mind reading, recalling, writing, and then checking. Check on your own. Then when you are becoming perfect, dedicate at Swami's Charan. Once you are dedicating at Swami Charan, it is going in Swami's bank account. Then, when in the exam hall, you can demand, "Swami, I have kept this answer in your bank now, please give me." So, Bhagwan has to give. So, it was so nice and I enjoyed 25 long years with my children in OT school and in Satya Sai Primary School in Prashanthi Nilayam. I used to have all these methods only. And I used to make everybody to tell every morning after my classes getting over, "Oh Lord, please share your bliss with all of us and make us blissful. Oh Lord, please give us physical, mental and spiritual strength. Anyata charanam nasti tvameva sharanam nama tasmat karunya bhavena raksha raksha sai ishvara raksha raksha sai ishvara." Thank you. God bless all of you. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Tune in to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai.
Stay tuned. 2015, the 90th year of Bhagwan Baba's divine advent is here. What are you planning to offer at his lotus feet? How about a gift wrapped in red? If you wish to partner with the Sai Healthcare to save a precious life, please take the time to donate blood at the Sri Satya Sai Super Specialty Hospital whenever you are visiting Puttaparthi. The blood bank is open Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Every single day, patients undergo life-saving procedures here, and a pint of blood can make all the difference. Let's build a favorable blood inventory. If you're a healthy adult, please donate. For more information, please visit psg.sssihms.org.in. Blood, it's in you to give. Please donate. Sai Ram. Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome back to Morning Glory. We are coming to you live from Prashanthi Nilayam, India on July the 9th, 2015. The time in the ashram right now is exactly 41 minutes past 10 a.m. Indian Standard Time. You just heard the concluding part of a two-part Learning with Love interview with Mrs. Prabhavati R. Mehta. We look forward to your feedback, thoughts, comments and suggestions. As always, you can reach us by email at listener@radiosai.org. It is now time for this week's musical treat from Radio Sai's very own music team. So please enjoy, bliss out and prepare yourselves for a very important message that Professor G. Venkatraman will share with us today after this musical treat right here on Morning Glory. But first, here is the song Ram Bhajan Karman. It has been sung by Brother S. Ravi Kumar and is part of our Ram Navami audio special. I know you're going to love this song, so I just want to share with you where you can find it for yourself for downloading. If you go to our homepage, radiosai.org, just select ringtones and wallpapers at the bottom of the homepage, and over there, go to special audio tabs to find this song. After this song by Brother S. Ravi Kumar, the song called Ram Bhajan Karman, we will offer you an instrumental rendition of the bhajan, Ram Charan, and is played by the very famous Mandolin U. Rajesh. Please enjoy.
Ram hai swanam dhan. राम धन्य राम, राम को प्रणाम, राम नाम को प्रणाम, राम भजन कर मन, राम भजन कर मन, राम भजन कर मन, राम भजन कर मन, ओ मन रे कर तू, ओ मन रे कर तू राम भजन, राम भजन कर मन, राम भजन कर मन। सब मेरा राम, सब मेरा राम, सब मेरा राम में है सब, तुलसी के प्रभु नानक के रब, तुलसी के प्रभु नानक के रब, राम रमैया घट घट वासी, राम रमैया घट घट वासी, सत्य कबीर बचन राम भजन कर मन, राम भजन कर मन, ओ मन रे कर तू, ओ मन रे कर तू राम भजन, राम भजन कर मन, राम भजन कर मन।
जय राम जय राम, श्री राम जय राम, जय जय राम,
is an instrument rendition of the bhajan Ramacharan by Mendolin U. Rajesh. This will be followed by the very important message from Radio Sai's Professor G. Venkatraman about Radio Sai's future. And I will meet you next week at 9:40 right here on Morning Glory. Sai Ram, and have a very blessed day ahead.
Message from Professor G. Venkatraman, recorded on the 7th of July 2015, where he shares about the reorganization of Radio Sai's ownership as well as its administrative and financial setup. Over to Professor Venkatraman.
Loving Sai Ram and greetings from Prashanti Nilayam. Those of you who are regular listeners of Radio Sai must undoubtedly be aware of my long association with Radio Sai. Indeed, there was a time when I was the sole broadcaster. Since then, we have come a long way to a point where I am now merely an occasional broadcaster. That is not because I have become less active, but because I had to manage a lot of other tasks. Lately, we had to face several challenges, all the way from constantly adapting to rapidly changing technologies to grooming additional human resource and achieving both greater diversity as well as significantly enhanced outreach. Not many of you may be aware that behind the generic / brand name Radio Sai, there were really two teams. One team was a part of the Sri Sathya Sai Sadhana Trust and the other team was a part of the Sri Sathya Sai Media Foundation. The former trust happens to be a religious trust which is permitted to make and sell products, while the latter, being a charitable trust, is strictly prohibited from commercial activities of any kind. Historically, this bifurcation of Radio Sai occurred around 6 or 7 years ago. This is not the occasion to go into that history, but I must add that where Team Radio Sai is concerned, in spirit and in work, we always functioned as one team, calling ourselves back then as the Prashanti Digital Studio. No one gave us this name, but we chose it since that was convenient for sending and receiving postal messages. Coming now to the purpose of this particular broadcast, I should mention as a preliminary that for over a year, I have been engaged in informal discussions with some of the members of the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust. In large part, it had to do with the archives coming up. For the record, the Sri Sathya Sai archives is where all collection of not only audio recordings and old photos would be held in permanent storage, but also thousands of feet of films and thousands of videotapes. Most important of all, the archive would hold thousands of pages of original handwritten manuscripts of Bhagwan, a good many of which were found only recently. High-tech storage of archival material was not the only issue we discussed. I also discussed the sharing of this treasure with the wider world, in particular the message they contained. Dissemination of that message, we agreed, has now become more important than ever before, especially since the avatar has withdrawn his physical form. It is important to recall here that when Swami was physically with us, he not only lived his message, but also spoke extensively about the latter. Swami has on occasions pointed out that the Lord incarnated as Sri Krishna mainly to give a message. That message was given just once on the battlefield in Kurukshetra in the form of the famous Bhagavad Gita. In the Sathya Sai avatar, however, Swami not only expanded the 700 slokas of the Gita into something like 1,000 discourses, but he also parsed many subtleties connected with Atma-jnana. And this Bhagwan did in a manner suited to address the numerous problems facing humanity presently. As if this was not enough, Swami also executed several amazing social welfare projects, most of which we know very little about. Let me explain what I mean by that. Speaking personally, I have, over the years, given talks and also done documentaries on the water projects, the hospitals and so on. But then, when 2 months ago I entered the general hospital here for prolonged treatment of a severe foot problem, I realized how little I knew about the manner in which the hospital lives Swami's values. It was thrilling and also humbling to see how the workers in the hospital, and I mean not only the doctors but also the nurses, the people who manage the dietary, right down to the sweepers and helpers, how all these people live the spirit of Sai Seva. Not merely that, just yesterday I heard that they had dealt with 2 cases of snake bite. Few are aware that there are very few hospitals in India that handle snake bite cases. And Swami's General Hospital here in Puttaparthi is one of them. Did you know that? One more thing. A few days ago, I recorded a long conversation with Dr. Narasimhan, who is the guiding spirit of Swami's Mobile General Hospital. So stunned I was by all that Dr. Narasimhan told me, that I decided then and there to work hard on making a short documentary on this incredible wonder on wheels. I can safely say that there is nothing like this anywhere in the whole world, because it is difficult to find a person so charged with Sai love and Sai compassion as Dr. Narasimhan. If I may advertise a bit, watch this space for a compelling story told in living color. And now for the real purpose of this special broadcast. As the result of extensive deliberations, which included the increased funding we now need, it was decided that Radio Sai would become Radio Sai Division and function as an independent unit of and receive its funding from the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust, even as the various hospitals and schools do. Thus, on July 1st, the Sri Sathya Sai Media Foundation ceased to exist, and the entire Prashanti Digital Studio team got absorbed into the Radio Sai Division of the Mother Trust established by Swami himself, namely, the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust. By the way, this does not mean that we no longer need your support. Far from it. We would, as before, very much need your moral support, for because you out there are our biggest customer, shall I say. As for financial support, you can continue to donate as before, but please send your donations to the Central Trust. While doing so, you could, if you choose, indicate that you would like the amount to be spent to support Radio Sai. Money is like oxygen, and the Mother Trust can support many activities only if devotees appreciate that the onus of keeping Swami's various missions going rests on all of us, both those who are here and those who are outside, no matter where that so-called outside is. That is all I have for now. Next week, I shall try and record a longer video version so that you get a clearer picture of what I have tried to communicate presently. Thank you for listening. Since this message is important, please pass it on to as many people as you know as possible. God bless and Jai Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. You were listening to a special message from Professor Jeevan Katraman, recorded on the 7th of July 2015, where he shared about the reorganization of Radio Sai's ownership as well as its administrative and financial setup. Thank you and Sai Ram.